Zapper?
Oh, it gets my... Jesus!
Scroll out on those Orange Pockets. Game 4 of the 6-game series. Memphis Redbirds and Rochester Redbirds. Hello, everybody. I'm going to be here on MILB.TV. Redbirds take the field behind their starter, Quinn Matthews. How about the lineup that you face on this Friday night in downtown Memphis? Spot is Christian Franklin, he's in right field. It's 18 at bat, second, plays second. Yolandi Morales in first base, in the 3 hole. In center field tonight, Andrew Pinckney. Bill Lipscomb bats fifth and left. Jackson Clark, the shortstop, bats sixth. Phil Redgrave and D.H. Wadiopoulos bat seventh. C.J. Stocks, the catcher, eighth. With J.T. Arruda, third baseman, batting ninth. On the mound, Phil Rochester's Adrian Sampson. He makes his 14th strike at AAA in 2025. On the mound for the Memphis Redbirds is a left-handed pitcher, Quinn Matthews, a very good second half to his season. He had his 20th start of the year. His last 10 have been fantastic. ERA at 2.81, 63 strikeouts and 48 pitched. Strikeout to walk ratio has improved so much in this back half of the year. His fastball velocity is up. His command is much better. See if he can keep that rolling here tonight. Defensive alignment behind him, left right in the outfield, Kaperniak, Siani, and Mike Antico. Mendlinger plays third base, Cody Moore in short, Brian Torres and Matt Laird on the right side of his field. Andy Hirsch getting the catching duties for Quinn, and Blaze Jordan halfway off at designated hitter. Red Bulls a season high tie, 11 games above 500, for the time they've reached that mark this season. Right-handed hitter Christian Franklin steps into that right-handed batter's box. Left-handed pitching Quinn Matthews steps on the slab. Crew chief Dexter Kelly signals ready for play. We are set for baseball on a Friday night in downtown Memphis. First pitch is on the ground, right to the shortstop, Brody Moore. Last night's hero has the first out of this ball game. Brody Moore's walk-off single out to left gave Memphis its second win of the series and fifth walk-off win of the season. Brody came off the bench as a pinch runner later in that game. His first plate appearance was in that ninth, and he walked it off. Here's Jose Tana. Pitch is just off the plate. Fastball, slider, changeup, and curveball for the left-hander, Quinn Matthews. Last time out, had his season high in pitches at Oklahoma City, 5 2/3 innings. No runs, 2 hits, and 7 strikeouts. In the zone there, it's 1-1. The pleasure look half pitches registered as a sinker as well, just like that last one at 92. They keep ball in there that time. 2 strikes. When he's at his best, he's not thinking. He's just working quickly and throwing strikes. A good breaking ball, but a better take from Tana. He's riding on a 18-game on-base streak. It's the third longest such streak by Rochester this season. The longest current one. The count. And even 80 innings for Quinn Matthews this season coming in. 95 strikeouts in that span.
Oh, my God. Really?
Looking for his first tonight. Instead, it's the first base hit into center field, and Tana is on in his 19th straight game. It's an 84-mile-an-hour slider. Gets it right back up the box. Seems for his base runner. On with one out in his first inning. Here's Yohandy Morales. Or catches the top of the outside corner of the strike zone. Morales was 1-for-4 last night with an RBI. Redbirds won that game 6-5. They led at one point 5-0. Rochester chipped away. So they tie it. Runner takes off. Bouncing ball toward third. That's Mendlinger. Throw to first. A long hop and a good stretch from Roy. Smart toss from Mendlinger. No, he couldn't get it there, so allows his first baseman to get a chance with that hop. There's 2-1. Here's Andrew Pinckney. Hot start for him in this series. He's 4-for-9 with a couple walks. Having himself a fantastic road trip. Takes a breaking ball for strike one. A curveball at 76. Hitting 375 with 6 walks and 7 runs batted in as part of this 2-week-long road trip for the Red Wings. 0-1. That explodes. Couple of hops to more. Has to hurry with Pinckney running. It beats him by a mile. It's his first inning for Quinn Matthews. Gives the offense a chance when they come back in the bottom of the first. Defensive line for Rochester in game 4 of 6. Lipscomb, Pinckney, and Franklin in the outfield. There's the first. It's Aruda, Pluff, Tana, and Morales with CJ Stubbs catching Adrian Sampson. Former Red Bulls half night off as the DH. And bring out by Matthew Lee Croy has them 53-79 coming into this ball game in 2025. Brian Torres, lead leader on base percentage. League leader, of course, takes a strike. Also up to fourth in the batting average category, a year removed from a Texas League batting championship. Hit 331 in AA in Springfield last season. Swing and miss, nothing in two. Numbers for Adrian Sampson this season. A lot of balls in play. Almost half a strikeout per inning pitched. Honestly, a really good matchup for the Memphis Redbirds here. 0-2 pitch. Outside. Sampson against left-handed hitters this season. He's allowed a batting average against of 287. The Redbirds are loading with lefties. No J.J. Weatherholt again tonight. He is still here in Memphis. 1-2. That's all. It's Faith and Family Night here at the ballpark. JJ shared his testimony with service members before the game. 2-2. That's fouled back. On a 91-mile-an-hour sinker. That's the main offering for Samson. He really can't call anything main because he throws the kitchen sink. Sinker, changeup, slider. Occasional cutter and four-seam fastball. Sixth pitch of that bat number one in the first inning. Out of there. These are the kind of plate appearances that have Brian Torres not only top five in that batting average, but leading the league. In base, leads the team in walks. His next free pass will be number 70. Fouls another off. You'll see an eighth pitch. Ground towards short. Clough playing there tonight. Strong throw to beat Torres. A good plate appearance. Quality at bat. 8 pitches in. That's the first out of the first inning. That looks like a behind Brian. Kaepernick out the plate now. Goes Jordan up next. But if you're Lloyd Memmer, you with Siani Moore and Tico rounding out the bottom third. Make a pretty good one for two last time with an RBI against Simpson, the former Iowa and Chicago Cub. Outside. Out of the lineup with 1 second to go. Swings and misses. 1-1. And Quinn Matthews ripping it and ripping it. And he strikes into that top of the first. Allowed one base runner. Everybody else bounce on the ground. But Sampson taking his time. But just missed. Maybe a little maybe. Both of these teams, 500 or better in the challenge department. Have one of the best crews in minor league baseball calling balls and strikes this week, including Dexter Kelly, our crew chief. Now ball towards short again. Clough's second chance. He's 2-for-2 on infield assists. Rest of the crew down the first baseline. It's Mark Fass. He'll have a plate tomorrow night. And last night's home plate umpire, Austin Snow, down the line at 30. I've not seen more than 3 challenges in any game so far this week. Plays Jordan 0-for-2 against Samson, both of those this season when Plays was a member of the Worcester Red Sox. On the ground towards second, Tana. Redbirds down in order against Samson in the first. No score after one. Redbirds baseball on MILB.TV.
Hey, here we go. Come on, please. Yes.
What brings lead this series 2-1, the first meeting in franchise history this week. Rochester, of course, the St. Louis Cardinals AAA affiliate for 32 seasons, 29-60. This time, the Red Wings came to Memphis. They actually played the Memphis Blues franchise back in the mid-1970s. So Matthews, he's ready to throw in the second inning. Trey Lipscomb finally in that left-hand batter's box. Roxanne fires does. Quinn's 12th pitch of the game. It's low and inside. Ground out to short. Single. Ground out to third. Ground out to short. And go first. Quinn saw his fastball velocity average 1 mile an hour faster in his last strike of the season. Something that he's found in a couple of strikes now. He found something at the end of his appearance 2 outings ago. Except that he has a strike, our first challenge. Lipscomb disagrees on a fastball at 94 lateral. And it was indeed low. Rochester has their 2 challenges remaining. That one came in there at 94.3. He averaged 94 even in that start at OKC. Up from 93 even average on the season. So it was after a strike 2 outings ago against Gwinnett. Late in that appearance, he felt something click in his arm slot and his shoulder level, staying through the baseball like that. That's a strike. That's going to be the challenge again. This one, likely going to lose. This one was entirely in the strike zone, as you can see there. That makes the count 4. Not even close. That one did tick up to 95 for Quinn. And get his first strikeout here. Swing and miss. Strike 3. Beautiful change up off the plate. Hits Lipscomb to swing through it. 1K and 1 out in the second. Quinn's 96th strikeout on the season, a year after he had over 200. He pitched a cloth and a beautiful breaking ball on the corner slider. Added fastball velocity. What has come with that added fastball velocity is better control, although he misses outside with 94.6. Also weaker contact. 1-1. Good spot with that. Freezes him with movement. It just feels like a completely different confidence right now, too. This has been a year of really productive, yes, frustrating, but really productive development for him to go through the early season struggles, time on the injured list, figure out a way to come back and find himself as he misses one upstairs. And with the second half that he was put in, the season-long numbers still look really, really good. Hard hit ball on the ground toward Ryan Torres. Scoops it up. Tosses the first for the out to away. With that out, his ERA drops to 3.42 on the season. His ERA at home this season, I mean, you look at his home road splits, they're unbelievable how different they are. Nearly 4-1 separate the two. That's the one Yepes, fastball above his swing path for strike 1. On the road this season, an ERA of 5.35. Here at AutoZone Park, 1.76.
Kelsey making fun of him.
Breaking ball just in off the plate. Faces a former Red Bull here. An international league all-star in 2021 with these Red Bulls. That season, he also won Arizona Fall League Hitter of the Year and Rising Stars Fall Stars nod. 2-1. 3 balls and a strike. Second year in the Washington Nationals system. And he takes a walk. First hit with free pass issued by Quinn Matthews. It's your on base runner. So it's CJ Stubbs. Did have a 10-minute delay in this one. Tarp went on the field for about an hour before the game. Hemshaw pop up out of play. It's still very hazy. A slight fog as you look in the lights. As they peer down, you can see them streaming through some slight clouds. A little bit of fog. There was some lightning in the area. One. On the ground towards short. Brody goes the short way to Bryan, covering the back. Two scoreless innings at the gate for Quinn Matthews. Middle 30 yard to play next to the Red Bulls. Rochester Red Wings here in Texas. They are 26 games under 500 on the season, 8 under in the second half of the campaign. Drop 2 of 3 to start this series. So this is outside. Matt Lloyd at the plate. Been a third of the order, 4, 5, and 6 for the Red Wings. Matt having a fantastic stretch over the last two series. Began on the road trip at OKC. He's 9 for his last 27 with 6 walks. London's 15 of his last 31 times at the dish. One pitch from Sampson. Flair toward left. Lipscomb coming in. The play. Simpson has begun four straight since sent down. Believe it or not, that's her first out in the year in the entire game. Everybody outside of the Quinn Matthews strikeout on the ground and up the middle. There's Noah Mendlinger. Mendlinger has done since joining the Red Wings this week. Another RBI double for him last night. ...2023 organizational star and a Cardinal system. So this season with Springfield, now in his third series with the Red Bulls. Mikey Wellness is outside. Another one of those lefties in line for the Memphis Red Bulls against Sampson. Brady is hitting right around 200 against the right-handed pitcher. The lefties, as we told you earlier, 85 points better. That one is only by the third baseman, trying to get through that one on the hop, and didn't keep his glove down. And put that one on the board as a base hit. Mendlinger has another dot. And Memphis has its first base runner. Standard hitting catcher. Guy that was drafted with the 52nd overall pick at the age of 17 by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Guy was very projectable, had some good power, good swing. Diamondbacks loved. That one misses low. Ninth professional season now with the Cardinals, first year in their organization. That's with a run at first base and one away in the second inning. Thanks for the tear for a strike 1-1. Received fastball at 91. Swing and miss, 1-2. Here's the very rotational swing, but as we've seen in his five home runs this season, when he connects, they go a mile. Almost all of his blasts, 400 feet or more. He's worn out that terracer right a couple times. Hits it the other way this time, the hard-arcing fly ball. And it goes out of play. Skinner with a good effort to get over there. That ends up as a souvenir. Two, two. Here's he has worked to count four. Mendlinger, a base hit with one away, still at first base. Sampson only allowed that base runner, but the Red Wings have done well to extend at bats when they can. Red Wings offense started with an 8-pitch plate appearance. This one a strikeout, swing and miss from Jersey. First strikeout for Sampson, and two away in the second. In steps left-handed, winning center field, Michael Ciani. He's had some more defensive highlights. Look at this week. That's his calling card, the defense. So check on Mendlinger. Gets back with a dime. Works against Sampson, a 33-year-old right-handed pitcher, making his 14th start of the year with Rochester. appeared in his 150th Triple-A game back on August 17th. This is his 14th professional season, a former fifth-round pick by Pittsburgh back in 2012. Siani puts a bunt down. It's pretty good. Good throw to first, though. Good play from C.J. Stubbs, the catcher. Explodes out of the crouch, pirouettes, and blows out Siani. Then they trap and suit in first base. No score after two. Memphis Red Bulls, a season-high tying 11 games above 500 as we stand, 15 games to play, counting this one. Left in 2025, best offense in the International League, and now three games shy from clinching their first winning record since 2018 when they won the Triple-A Championship. JT Arruda. Bounces one left side. Brody Moore picks in, throws on the run. Smooth play from the shortstop on a way. Rochester has worn him out already. That's the fifth ground ball to him one time through the order. He's made every play. Then we'll go back to the top of the line for Christian Franklin. Franklin grounded out to short to start the ball game. Franklin has a knock in eight of his last nine games. Has led off every ball game for this Rochester Red Wings squad in this series. It's game 4 of 6, tomorrow on the weekend. It's ball 9-6:05 first pitch, 1:05 on Sunday afternoon. It's fine with that one. Change up that clips the top of the zone. Change up once rated as the best change up in the organization. Missed away with that one. Clay wants to do baseball so he can get some rosin. Oh, maybe not. Thought about it. It's something that he's had to learn. It's been pretty well documented, his thoughts on that. And missed outside with another slider. Looked like he just wasn't finishing that pitch. He's kind of fading off instead of following through. Trying to find that good back to balls. That's his second one. Hard one is with two outs back in the second inning. I did not advance him past first base. There's Jose Tena singled up the middle this last time to extend his on-base streak to 19 games. So three straight pitches, and Quinn has got a new ball. It's just out there, 2-0. And he picked him off at first base. Takes a good throw from Morton and a good tag from Cody Moore. Second time a Red Wing pitcher has picked off a Rochester Red Wing this week. Zach Plesak did that earlier. And that's one away at 2-0 so wide. There's 2-1 pitch. Jim shot pop up out of play. Now it's flagged from getting out of the air. Two two. One change up low and away for the count. Since coming back, Quinn's done a much better job of working around his traffic than earlier on. And he looks around traffic here. A pickoff and then a strikeout. Pulls the string on Taylor, the second K. The game. Three scores for Quinn Matthews. Not just one of them. Quinn Matthews, number two prospect in the Cardinals system. Doing pretty well. So far, three scoreless frames, just one hit, two walks, and a strikeout. It's called a challenge by the catcher Stubbs. They lose it, they'll be out of challenges the rest of the way, and did just barely off the plate away. And that is how Rochester will go without challenges the rest of this Friday night. And a big hit down the right field line. Singled in consecutive third appearances. Walk-off base hit deep to left last night. And single the opposite way to start this third inning. Let's see if that works for get Quinn some room to work with you.
We just
got grips on him. Mike Antico, good guy to have at the plate to continue setting up a rally. He's 5-for-10 in this series. He's hitting .303 in his last 10 games with a 1031 OPS. Of course, that OPS helped out by a two-homer game to start this series. That's on the ground towards second, by Tana. Only going to get it out of first base anyway, just noted a little closer. And let's have their first runner in scoring position. It's Brody Miller with one out in the top of the order at the plate. Good time for Torres to tap into that .342 average against right-handed pitching. Rounded out to shortstop on the eighth pitch of the end of innings to start the first inning. Brody Moore appeared as a pinch runner last night, so you know he has good speed. It's outside. That was when Blaze Jordan represented the lead run in the seventh inning of the tie game. Top of his own strike with a slider at 80 miles an hour. Moore led off this inning with a single in the opposite way. On Brian Torres. That's low, two and one. Finally got behind in the count, one ball, two strikes back in the first, got off a couple, worked at full. And bring home the game's first run with a single, 2-2 pitch. Sprays it foul. Barry Vance the second on the ground, 2 second for Mike Antico. And set up the top of the order with that running and scoring position on one. Fly ball toward the right. Oh, it's caught on a leap from Franklin. Moore's halfway up the stripe, so he stays put at second base with two outs. Good one on the slide. Saw just enough of the plate, 97 miles an hour, but all Franklin, two outs. Chance for Matt Kaperniak to double his RBI tally lifetime against Adrian Sampson. He's now 1-for-3 lifetime with a run batted in. What a no. Seen the ball really well of late. Reached me a walk last night. Selling on the corner of the strike. And it was signed as an undrafted free agent out of Division III Trinity College. In the New England area. Moving up to the 40-man roster this season. 2-1 count on him. Played for Team Great Britain Baseball Classic a couple years ago. There's another one here. Next spring, he'll likely be on that roster. And Sad move back to second. When you chat with the shortstop Clough. Hoping Kaepernick can bring him 2-1. 3 balls and 1 strike. Lane short of the weights on deck. Kaepernick at the plate, grounded to short. Jordan on deck, grounded to second. First runner in scoring position, still at second base for Memphis. 3-1 pitch. That ball left field, tearing away from Lipscomb. That goes off the screen. Sampson can get out of this inning unscathed. They'll get his ERA to 4 even. On the year, again, this is 14th strike. Inside move. Actually, there was 180 there to turn around and toss. Worst day's put. Forty-fourth pitch of the night for Sampson. 3-2. Inside ball 4. Patient plate appearance. Awarded with a walk, Kaepernick at first base extends the frame for Blaze Jordan. Members get their first walk. Brody's been running the bases the entire second pitch of the frame. He slapped it down the right field line. Blaze takes a strike at the top of the zone. Redbridge DH bounced out to second to end the first inning. Nothing to him. Just one strike out. It was Yerzy for the second out last inning. Redbridge got the runner more to second base with one out. Under Voigt's training, a runner in scoring position. Jordan stays alive. Memphis, after they scored 5 runs in the second inning last night, landed quite a few in scoring position. Second and third in the third. Same thing in the fourth. Got a runner picked off of second base to end the sixth inning. Spend the rugby scrum down the left field line. Oh, my. Watch your elbows down there. Week 3 of high school football in the area. Oh, 2 pitch to Blaze. That's popped up. Foul territory. First baseman Morales. Warning track has the Redbird stand 2. Then the third. No score through 3. He's in part.
Is it this is not the way they are.
So our games left on Fanduel Sports Network with rest after our broadcast last night. Back-to-back games against the St. Paul Saints, couple Wednesdays and Thursdays from now. Breaking coverage begins on Wednesday, September 17th at 6 o'clock for 6:05 first pitch. And then the next morning, 11 o'clock a.m. for an 11:05 pitch number one. When Matthews, pitch number one out of the fourth inning, is cut on the side of the screen. Wings starting to swirl around a little bit. Falling in from center at times, in from left at others. Still very hazy out there. Expecting to be very cloudy, foggy into rain showers, clear things up overnight. Should have some real nice weather tomorrow. One, two, count on Morales, who grounded out the third. That was back in the first inning. Morales has really been the best batter since mid-August. That was that one way. Leads the team in homers since August 17th. Extra base hits, runs scored. And second in hits, doubles, slugging, OPS, and total bases. It's a piece of that one. And it goes out of play. Again, yeah, stay alive. Ben has two strikeouts so far. One short of the second, another end of the third. One, two pitch to Morales. On the corner, it's called strike three. Rochester doesn't have any challenges left. How about three strikeouts for Quinn? One way in the fourth. One with a slider of the back door variety. Pick these swings and misses. Good downward action on curveball there. Bound out to short to end the first inning. Scoring position for him. Change up. He takes a low.
They're actually comfortable.
1-2 pitch. Tapper and foul in the third base line.
They're really comfortable.
I think he's been on his changeup so far. It's not throwing him a fastball. Swing and miss, strike three. Goes slider that time. Third variety of off-speed gets the swing and miss. Three slow strikeouts for the left-hander. That's a different record. He started the at-bat with the curveball, went change-up, 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 and then the slider to get the swing and miss. First pitch, jam shot, pop up to the speed level. Trey Lipscomb was the first strikeout victim, back into second. Just missed. It'll be a challenge from the catcher, Andy Yerzy. Wants to get ahead 0-2 again. Everybody looks to the right center field video board. And it was a strike, just barely. Matthews a chance to strike out the side and push the streak to 4 straight. Howard found out the right field line. Struck out Morales looking, Pinckney swinging. 0-2 pitch to Troy Lipscomb. Skips in. On the ground towards second. Couple of hops and Torres vacuums it up. Throws Lipscomb out by a step. It's a 1-2-3 inning. First time we've said that for Quinn Matthews. Four more scoreless for the left-handed pitcher. Four and a half game for the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre's 15 games to play counting tonight. Would clinch even as soon as maybe next week. See if they can continue their winning ways and get some losses from Syracuse. That they can comfortably book their flights down to Jacksonville before they take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp in the International League Championship Series. Matt Lloyd takes the first two for a strike to start this fourth inning. No score between Memphis and Rochester. Game four of the six-game series. Glad you could join us on MLB.TV. Alex Coyle with you. Second miss, strike three. Tag applied. Second strikeout for Sampson. He's been very good tonight. So another one of those veteran minor league pitchers that doesn't have electric, unbelievable stuff. He's just going to pick your fight. Redbirds have two hits and one walk in this game. One of those hits, Noah Mundlinger at the plate. He singled through third baseman Arruda. Bunch that one toward Arruda. Bare hand, no play. JT was playing a mile back at third. Mendlinger saw it. Why not reach base? Yeah. There's Randy Yersey. He struck out swinging back in the second. We went the first 3.5 innings scoreless in the opener. Here's a bouncing ball. It gets through the right side. Medlinger is going to try to go first to third. He'll get there safely. Girlfriend Franklin gets through tough momentarily. Redbirds back-to-back base hits her out the corners. Just a good solid knock for Yersey. Four hits for Memphis. Now it's Siani's turn. Michael had a really good punt, but a better play by the catcher, C.J. Stubbs, to explode out of his crouch, pick up the baseball bare hand, turn and throw, strike to first. That ended the second inning. Runners playing in, outside. On the ground, they're going to try to turn it, but it's by Tatum. They get the out at second. Tom doesn't like it, but the Redbirds do take the lead. Siani's 39th RBI. Fielder's choice brings home Medlinger. It's 1-0. That ball was hit too slowly to turn two. Tana's had a couple of tough times getting the ball out of his glove tonight. Cost him at least a close play and turned the play at second into something close. And both had a toe full of spikes and Andy Yersey. 1-0 Memphis. Once again, went to scoreless for the first 3.5 innings in the series opener, then the Redbirds scored 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth. They've scored 1 run in the bottom 4 here so far. Here's Brody Boyer. On the ground toward 3, Aruda claps on, throws to end the inning. Memphis gets a run on 2 hits. They take a 1-0 lead to the fifth.
All right, is that
RedBirds.com/auctions or scan the QR code on your screen. Take a look at this week's auction items. Game used, autographed, team issued caps. You can find them once again at RedBirds.com/auctions. Similar to that one, autographed and authenticated. JJ Weatherholt, Memphis Chicks cap autographed is up for auction. It has about 7 or 8 bids. It's continuing to climb, so go check it out now. Maybe put in a bid that nobody can outbid you and get that cap getting runs on Sunday afternoon. Adam Jackson Clough, rather, takes one up and in. Quinn Matthews now working with the lead for the first time. His team got a run on a hit in the bottom of the fourth. He works against the bottom half of the order. 6, 7, and 8. 3 balls, no strikes. Matthews struck out 3 straight. 1-3, first 2 of last inning. He's retired 4-1. Dips it in there, 3-1. Swing and a miss, a big hack. He missed on 94, full count. Grun has 1-2, 1-2, 1-3. He's retired over the leadoff man. Swing and miss, strike 3. Power slider gets by Clough. That's 5 strikeouts. He's K'd 4 of the last 5. When Matthews on a run, that strikeout pushes him to 100 here in 2025. Pitch to 1, yep, breaking ball up and away. If Quinn wants to get to 100 innings on the season, he'd have to average about 6 2/3. As there's a ground ball toward third, Mendlinger from deep across the diamond to throw out one. Yep, that's 2 outs. We entered the start of this game at 80 innings right on the dot. Quinn, maybe 2 more starts after this, ready by up for Thursday of next week, and then Wednesday in the final series of the season. Again, lining up for that Wednesday game on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Breaking ball in there, strike CJ Stubbs, the catcher. Swing and miss, a filthy changeup.
Oh, I think you said a 1-2.
Well, the count is nothing in 2. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes Quinn's pitch. Swing and miss, strike 3. 3 swings, 3 misses on off-speed from Stumps. He struck out 6 and has K'd 5 in the last 7. After a 3-1 game, the Memphis 1-0 Rutgers. This Redbirds team store has all the latest caps, jerseys, novelties, t-shirts, much more. You can check on out what we got at MemphisRedbirds.com. QR code on your screen, or come down to the ballpark here in downtown Memphis. Matthew Antico leads off the 5th. Redbirds lead 1-0. 9-1-2 for Memphis. It was a strike. And Tico bounced out to second in the third. It did push a runner to second. And being stranded in here. But scored a run in the fourth inning. Nothing to chew on, Mike. Adrian Sampson is not allowed to set a hard contact. Nothing more than a single. Walked one and struck out two. Easy take on one. Whit Matthews, the Red Wings pitcher, has faced the minimum since his two-out walk in the second and has allowed the offense trying to settle in. This finishes their second time through the order against Sampson, and it's 2-2. Brian Torres, leadoff man, is on deck. T2. Went going straight in hard from center field. Softly hit towards short. Fluff. Just able to hold the bag was Morales. There's one away. Outside of the temperature, this kind of feels like one of those early April games where the sky feels like it's right on top of you. There's a haze falling, wind blowing in. Usually not a great day for a rain, so it's been right now. We look at the close play, and yep, Morales just able to hold that bag. Good shot by our crew. Ryan Torres takes a strike, taps his helmet for the challenge. A sinker at 90 miles an hour. Right near the top of the zone, let's see. Just clipped it. Next to Kelly just mentioned the Redbirds have one challenge up. They should have two. They're 2-for-2. Actually, okay, that one was confirmed, so they do have one. That's there. Torres loses that challenge, 1-1 count. Ground out to short and a flat ball released the liner to run. 2-1. Rochester has lost their challenges today. Can't protest anything more of Dexter Kelly. They won 1-3. One floats in there, 2-2, change up at 83. Just fouled out of our field line. That one had Austin Snow, third base umpire, decking out of the way, swinging his hand. It's an rounding time to see it foul. Redbirds with just four hits the first two times through the order, doing much better than his average of .287 against leftings. Full count. Torres has seen a ton of pitches. Two strikes in all three at-bats. Full count, 8-pitch plate appearance the first time. So 6 pitches the next. And bounces that one over the glove and the diving stop. Oh my. Slip trying to throw. A slight bit of perspiration that acquired on the field pregame with the tarp may have cost him his footing. Hard to throw out Torres there. It should be a base hit. It is the Red Wings' fifth knock. Turf Monster gets him. Chop was on the field for about an hour and a half. Went on. Five o'clock and 6:30, 6:35. Already walked his last time. Now back for the runner first base. And a pull aside, pretty wide open. Pulls one toward the second baseman, Tana. Goes to second to get the lead runner. And Kapodiak replaces Torres on the base pass with a fielder's choice. Here's the DH, plays Jordan Meeser for two. Lines that one a mile foul. High fly ball, deep to left, and there's gone. Blaze Jordan's first home run in front of his hometown fans. Number 22, 22 minutes from here in South Haven, Mississippi. Hits a bomb in the kid zone, and it's 3-0. His third homestand with Memphis finally gets that one to leave the ballpark. His 10th triple-A home run. Boyd swings and misses. Grew up coming to AutoZone Park as a kid. Thought how cool would it be to one time play at this ballpark. Now it's his home ballpark, and he's hitting homers. Once you count on that. On the ground toward Tanner, second base, he tosses the first and ends the inning. How cool is that? Plays Jordan, it's his first home run at home, that makes it a 3-0 lead. Hit 5 and on his own point, he grabs it first. 2026 season tickets are on sale now. Find more information at MemphisRedBoots.com/tickets or scan the QR code on your screen right now. 75 home games and great promotions set for the 2026 season here in downtown Memphis. Quinn Matthews, some added cushion thanks to his designated hitter. Plays Jordan's first home run at home this season at AutoZone Park. 10th triple-A homer of the year. Made it 3-0, 2-1 blast with 2 outs. Quinn has retired 7 straight. And has struck out 5 of those guys and has faced the minimum since a 2-out walk in the second. No hits since the second batter of the ballgame. He's gone through ebbs and flows of command, but he's been able to rein it in when he's needed to. Upchester's not had more than a runner on at any given time. It's just off the plate. It'll be challenged by Uzi. Both teams challenge happy early on. Only 2 have been overturned. And it stays that way for the rest of the ball game. Bays are out of challenges. Oh my. Actually, we've seen less than a third of an inch in a while. Less than a tenth of an inch, of course, that is. 3-2 pitch. I mean, it was less than a third of an inch, too. Sure. Full count pitch. Line to right, base hit in front of Antico. First hit since Jose Tena. 1 out in the first inning. How about a ground ball? Wynn has gotten every out outside of strikeouts on the ground. There's Christian Franklin, ground out to short in the first inning. He walked back in the third, but was picked off at first base. That's one upstairs. Matthews has rolled 7 ground ball double plays this season. That's 1 behind the group tied for 2nd. That group is only behind Michael McGreevy. That's double digits. 12 double plays. Two and one. Memphis has turned 90 of those this season. Red Wings have led to just 72 double plays. 2-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Bajmander begins to toss in the Memphis bullpen in left center field. Skyler Hales, 27 in red. And a win. 5-pitch walk after the leadoff single. Now, quickly, the Red Wings have a tie run out to blame. First time tonight that multiple runners are on base. Looks like we will get a back visit. Darwin Guerrero, the pitching coach, going to go out to chat with Quinn. Gives us time to let you know that we're 2 great wins to a million. Sorry, to Tennessee Lottery retailer, playing Powerball and Baby Billions. Powerball drawing sale every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Mega Millions every Tuesday and Friday. So step up to the plate and thing to do. Tennessee Education Lottery, proud to support you, Memphis Red Wings, and proud to have raised more than nearly $8 billion to education programs for students across the state of Tennessee. The number updated today to that nearly $8 billion. More time for Hales to get loose. Redbirds could really use a ground ball. Jose Tana, single in the strikeout. On the ground and through the left. Kotoniak comes up firing, stop sign all around. Bases are loaded. Got the ground ball, but it beat the shift. It was Johanny Morales, ground ball strike left for him. Lynn has gone 5-plus scoreless in the thick of them here in the sixth. They're out and out. Good stop from Musing. Smothers it, calls time, gets into this one. Hales looks to be ready. Oh no. Oh, that got away from Quinn. Redbirds do not have the infield in here up three. The first baseman Lloyd is on the grass. Mendlin, the third baseman, will be crashing with the pitch, middle back. And a solid base hit to left. They're going to hold the runner at third base. Station to station. Going to Rochester Red Wings. They're on the board. It's 3-1. And now it's turning to decision time for Ben Johnson. Riley Reddy in the bullpen. And Andrew Pinckney at the post. Dangerous man. 20 home runs. Quinn has allowed 5 homers this season. Single walk, single, and single in this sixth with an error. Tying run in scoring position. Infield stays back. Allen skipped away, gets away from Musi. They're going to try to score, get to the plate, gets by Quinn. Thankfully, he's able to run out of the way of Christian Franklin. He'll have to dust himself off, but the wild pitch not only scores a run, but now a base hit can give Rochester the lead. Thank goodness that no spike caught Quinn above the shoulders. That was an awkward slide from Franklin. He kind of tumbled and rolled over. Swing and miss. 1-2. Now the infield does come in with the tying run. Now they're going to put him back. Corners playing in. Deep in the hole and short is Brody Moore.
I already taken a rest. I was ready for it. Yeah.
You just shrank down in the worst way. Top it in. Quinn has 6 of those. Two runs allowed as the ERA right back where it was to strike the ball again. 3-4-9. Full count. Base is loaded again. Ben Johnson going to walk up the dugout steps. and get his left-handed starter. Quinn came in with his frame, 5 scoreless innings, 7 in a row, tied since the 2-on walk in the second, and allows the first 5 to reach. 2 of them have scored. Scott Hales comes in, hit a big spot. Right-handed Skylar Hales comes in with the bases loaded and nobody out in the sixth. Rochester has already answered the 2 runs from Memphis's bottom of the fifth. They still trail by a run. The Redbirds would get lucky to get out of this inning still with the lead. That's topped up foul territory. We'll drift out of play. Hales had a fantastic effort earlier in the series. Face the minimum, 6 up and 6 down, 0-1. Fly ball right field, and Tico, drifting into foul territory, catches it for the out. The floor's going to go toward third. It'll be cut off. First out of the inning, double play stays in order with the runner holding it first. But now the lead one sacrifice territory with a game time. Lipscomb's 54th RBI of the season on the flatter run. There's Jackson Clough, he's 0 for 2. On down to second and a strikeout. Both those against Quinn Matthews. Swing and miss. Hales has run just 1 double play this season at AAA, 19 and 2/3 innings pitched. Needs one here to keep it tight. Runner takes off, pitches popped up, and out of play. That means to take a strikeout, too. Memphis is playing for the double play. They have not had the infield in, the exception of 1 pitch this entire inning. 3 runs on 3 hits and 2 walks. That's up and away. 1-2. What? Check on the letter at first. Just to check. It was a lollipop throw over there. Don't want to risk throwing the ball away and giving up the lead. Giving the lead to Rochester. Swing and miss. That's strike three. Big time strikeout. Hales has retired the first two. He see it out of the bullpen. Now the faces one. Yep, Hales. Chance to get out of it. Just the minimum. Memphis under the six with a 3-0 lead. We have seen Rochester steal a run already that happened last night. Runner stole second, throw went down, run from third, scored. Now yep, a swing, he fouls it away. A lot of times they let the hitter try to get the run. If it gets to two strikes, they'll steal that. As Francisco Mejia to steal home, he technically is credited with that. First catcher to do that in a while. Runner does take off. It's power deep to left center field. It's over the head of Kaponiak and off the base of the wall. Former Red Bull Juan Yepes gives his current team their first lead of the ball game. And he slides 103 miles an hour to left center field. A 5-1 sixth inning for the Red Wings. How many times have we seen Juan Yepes do that here at AutoZone Prime? Morales scores from third, Pinckney with his great speed from first base. All five runs will be charged to Quinn Matthews. Goes from five shutout to five plus with five runs. One, two, count on C.J. Stubbs, ninth batter of the year. Runs brought home on a single pitch, a sacrifice fly, and a 2-1 double, 2-2. Final run for Quinn, 5 innings, 5 runs, all earned, 4 hits, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts. 2-2 pitch from Skyler Hills. Just off the plate, full count. Swing and miss, strike three. Memphis Red Bulls. Well, that's a sign of how that ending went. 5 runs out of the six. They trail 5-3.
Thank you.
Did you know Memphis has over 115 barbecue restaurants? You can smell them cooking half a block away here on the broadcast. We thought Autos on Plank. This is the birthplace of barbecue nachos, if you didn't know that. AutoZone Park is year 2000. Popular stadium dish has spread well beyond the city thanks to its craveable cold pork, melted cheese, barbecue sauce, barbecue rum, and tortilla chips. Hey, what else is on the menu at MemphisTravel.com? A 5-1 top of the sixth inning. The Rochester Red Wings leading 5-3. First time in this series that either team has come from behind to take a lead. Rochester came from behind to tie the game down 5-0 last night. They did not take a lead. Redwoods won in walk-off fashion, 6-5. That was the first time anybody had come back from the deficit to tie the game. Two-two, Adrian Sampson pitching with the lead. He's been very good. Did allow a two-run home run with two outs in the fifth. Soft serve into the left of Lipscomb, a left. Melling a retire for the first time today. A couple singles and a run scoring. Here's Andy Yerzy, a single for him. Spent that 5-6. It's still just a 2-1 game. Redbirds right in. Wait for that shaky bullpen of Rochester. Anything can happen. Broken bat. Slow tapper to short. Clough. With the catcher running, times Yerzy to away. Here's Michael Ciani. Brought home a run. Choice in the fourth. That gave Memphis a 1-0 lead. He was 39 fifth in an RBI. And he also tried to butt in this game. See third baseman Aruda in on line. Third base. On the cover of the grass, that is. Breaking ball for a strike. Oh, two. And he can't challenge that strike. One of the team has one. That's the way. Dexter Kelly, a good night behind the pin. There's two of his six challenge calls against. Were overturned. 0-2 pitch. Let's get in. Ciani, one-time 10 prospect in the Cincinnati Reds system. Cardinals got him on waivers. Toward the end of the 2023 season. And two pitch to him with two outs and nobody on. That's low, 2-2. That one's caught by the first baseman. Seattle hits the ball hard, and it ends the sixth inning. Blue Six in Memphis. It's 5-3 road team. Right-hander Drew Sutton comes in the top of the seventh. Look at his fantastic numbers so far in Memphis Red Parade. Trying to keep this game close. 2-1 deficit, top seven for Rochester. It's 9-1 and 2, same portion that started that 5-run next inning. A 5-run charge to Quinn Matthews. Skyler Hill's got 3 outs. Scored his inning on his drive. About 1 hit. Struck out 2. JT Arruda, Fresno State. Bouncing ball, just past the mound. Bernie Moore throws it out at first base. There's Christian Franklin, who's walked twice and scored a run. Franklin has a hit streak of 4 games. Also hits at 8 of his last 9, trying to extend that here. He's 0-for-1. 1-1 count. Moreno on the mound, former Rochester Red Wing. He was a AAA All-Star back in 2023 with them. It's a strike there. Splitter that just catches the knees. 1-2 count on Brother Franklin. Right-handed hitter out of Arkansas. Wired in the trade with the Cubs at this deadline. 2-2. Okay. Right hander from the stretch. Full counter. Ball four. Franklin has won for the third time. Here's Jose Tena. He's 2-for-3, couple of hits. No singles. Scored a run last inning. Franklin takes off, no throw from Yerzy. Yerzy now has around 30 stolen bases against in 30 tries. That's low. The one struggle category for Marines that's coming over is the walk rate. He's found a way to get in and out of trouble though with it. Just the one run allowed. 3-1. He's walked 6 6 2/3 coming here. Bouncing ball stays fair. We'll get the runner to third, but Lloyd steps on the bag. Two outs. Runner of insurance 90 feet away for Yohandy Morales, a three-hole hitter. Morales, an RBI single. And started his scoring in the 5-1 sixth. Thanks, Salinger, just off the plate. It was the fourth straight man to reach in that inning against Quinn Matthews of 5 consecutive before Quinn was pulled. Swing and miss with one. Moreno has an identical ERA to his whip, both at 1-2-3 with his two outs and base runner reached in this frame. Two and one. Ground out, walk in, ground out against Moreno. Jam shot, pop up out of pit, 2-2. After the stretch, the Red Wings will have 8-9-1 ahead. Mike Cantico and Brian Torres. Swing and miss, strike three. Scoreless frame for Moreno. The ring has two of the seventh inning stretch. Redbirds trail by two. Looking for a play in your day, stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Supreme Jumbo Bucks Instant Games with top prizes up to $1 million. Who could be the next winner? $1 million doesn't sound that low now. Especially with the Redbirds trailing back two in the bottom of the seventh. The pitcher on for Rochester. That's just off the plate. Salen Lau. The Dominican Republic, the right-hander is on. There's 2-0 pitch to Brody. And there. This is his Washington Nationals organizational debut. He's claimed off waivers from the Mariners, an option. 2-1. Corresponding move from that is the designated or assignment option to Darren Baker. Baker cleared waivers today and was assigned out here to the Red Wings. Two, two. A little flare off the bat, and it goes foul. Jordy Miller last night's walk-off heroes trying to strike some magic in the seventh inning. This is they cannot tie. Take the lead, 3-49, trailing after 7 innings this season. Wow, it's 2-2. Whatever that was, it's pretty close. Ton of movement, missed inside. I'm just sure it was a fastball, but did not look like that.
Oh, he did? Can Darryl?
Virtual. That absolutely explodes, and the ball lands in center. The entire barrel of the bat, the entire wood, except for the handling. It's a couple steps in front of the Memphis dugout. Found that third game slide. Backboard will pick it up. Tony Moore has that bat diet hero. Only last night's walk-off with 2 hits tonight. Here's Mike Antico. Red Wings have the lead off on the line. Leaping liner, that one, caught on a sliding dive from Lipscomb. Just enough to time that one, didn't have to go full belly flop. But a smooth play nonetheless, one away. That one nearly fell in front for back-to-back wins. He's Brian Torres. I had a single to his last time. Vladimir Munoz, the right-hander, throwing in the Memphis bullpen. Can they get him a run closer? All right. And with the top of your at the plate, lead off base runner at first base, now with one out, and Jordy Moore. Broken bat, single to center. Bouncing ball towards second. Tatum on the cloth. And the out at first base. Torres just now gets the first, starts grabbing at the left hamstring. See if he stays in the ball game. Right in the eighth inning, it's a two-run game. Memphis led 3-0 after 5, and then a big 5 spot in Rochester 6 to take this 5-3 lead. Redbirds turn to the bullpen again. Rodney Munoz able to clinch the top of this 8th. First 5 and 6 for the Rochester Red Wings in this inning. Andrew Pinkney, 12-0 scoreman at Jackson Clough against the right-hander. Rochester does not have a first base coach right now. They use a position player to coach first. Mark Bass, first base umpire, yelling at the guy with a smirk on his face. Someone forgot they had to. We'll find out tomorrow what that final will look like in the Kangaroo Court. Rocket base hit to center from Andrew Pinkney. That's the speed guy aboard for the second time. There's Troy Lipscomb. He dropped home. Brought home rapper. Rocket and sacrifice flying six. Rotary's twin brother, actually one of triplets' brother. Pinkney takes off, throw down from yours is too high. Pinkney has a stolen base. Brother Roldy made his major league debut with the Braves a couple of days ago. As we look at the play at second, Torres did well as he stays in the game after diving into that double play and grabbing the hammy. And it's keep Talon from getting into center. Talon insurance runner in scoring position. On the ground toward third, Menlinger looks the runner back and throws to first, dug out by Lloyd for the first out. And he goes from the point to his third baseman, appreciates the defensive effort behind him. Jackson Clough, 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts in an inning. Ground out to second. Swing and miss over top of the nasty cutter. A move to 93 miles an hour. Swing and miss, nothing and two. Clough has struck out twice, once against Quinn Matthews, the other against Skylar Hills. Munoz well ahead. Skips one in, good stop for Newsy. Lead off single, stolen base at second with 1-2 pitch. Swing and miss, strike three, went back to the slider and gets him. Big time Clough down on strikes in his last three on plants. First strikeout for Munoz, here's Yepes. Last time he came to the plate, it was a big 2-out swing of the bat. A 108-mile-an-hour double off the base of the wall and bring home two more and give Rochester this 2-run lead. He now bats with 2 outs and a chance for an insurance run. First pitch to him after a long pause. Nice job from Yerzy again. Holds Pinckney at second base. Anything outside of an absolute laser beam to the outfield should score the run. Memphis will have its best chance with 2, 3, and 4 due up in the eighth. Can Munoz hold it at 2? Daylight play, and he throws it in the center field. Pinckney will get to third. Murray will definitely score on a single. Doesn't change a ton. Puts no risk on a wild pitch. Now insurance 90 feet away. Oh, no. Good spot. Slider at the knees at 90 miles an hour. Rochester looking to add and make it a 3-run lead. Munoz, 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by Yerzy. It's strike 3. Munoz bears down and strands a runner. 3-2-3-4. Memphis trailing 2. Bottom of the pitch. Peace. Feel the rhythm of Memphis, where food, music, and culture collide. Walk in the footsteps of legends on Beale Street. Explore moving stories at the National Civil Rights Museum and savor world-famous barbecue that's as old as the city itself. Whether you're here on the hip of the history, the beats, or the bites, Memphis delivers an unforgettable experience. Start planning your trip today at memphistravel.com. First pitch, bouncing ball, nearly hit the bag, overplay for Larry makes it. One pitch and one. Distracted eighth inning, Kaepernick bounces to Morales. There's Blaze Jordan. Last time Blaze was at the plate, it was his first home run at his own park, the ballpark he came to growing up. Two-run shot. Bolstered the Memphis lead to 3-0. Top half of the next inning, it was a 5-run Red Wings frame. That's how they grab the lead. Takes that one on the inside corner. He's trying to get on here and get the lead run, rather tie run to the plate. That's on Black. Lead run is in the hole. That's low on the way. That moves his feet. Left fly deep out to left to Kim, and it's gone. About a 2-9 to Blaze Jordan. That flash kills the Redbirds within a run. He's going to unlock at some point. Tonight's the night. 12th time this season, a Redbird has a 2-0 game. Second time this week. And then you go back to back for the fourth time and tie the game. Swing and miss. Comes the ninth Redbirds player with a 2-home-run game this season. Blaze Jordan, a team that's in the bottom five of the International League of home runs, they truly spend the wealth there. 0-2. There's one of those runs back. It's a 1-1 game. He's with his 10th and 11th home runs in AAA this season. In his last two at-bats. Lloyd Powers here in foul out of the field line. Stays alive at 1-2. Rochester with a right-hander starting to throw now. Lowry for his 20th pitch next. He faced the minimum. 7th, leadoff hit, fly to left, ground ball, double play. And Kaepernick to bounce to first on the first pitch, and then Jordan homered to left. That's up and in, 2-2. Go count. That's a good plate appearance representing that time. Nolan Nunlinger on deck has two hits and three at bats. Wade trying to reach this for the first time tonight. Chokes up with a full count and one out. Upstairs, ball four, tying one is on. From the 1-2 count, he works it forward and draws the three pass. See what Nunlinger can do. There's a hook through the third baseman Aruda. Has a bunt single in front of the third baseman Aruda. Now ball to short. And it has been an extra base machine. His 3 weeks now here at AAA. Can he find a gap and tie the ball game? And Hander looks to be ready in center field. On one. That fastball registered 96, but right now Lau struggling to control him. On one, then. Word held on it first by Morales. He takes off. Bouncing ball towards second. That gets the tying run scoring position. Here's Andy Yerzy. Seemed like a hit and run was on there. Lloyd ran on the pitch. And Memlinger bounced it to the right side. That is going to be on for Lau in his Rochester Red Wings debut. Manager Matt LeCroy points to the bullpen of the right arm to bring you in the writing. Better at second. Two outs. One run game. In the eighth. Right-hander Julian Fernandez comes on here in the bottom of the eighth. Red Wings have the tying run in scoring position with two outs. Andy Yerzy is the batter. Need him to get a base hit to tie the game. Red Wings is scoring a home run from Blaze Jordan, his second of the ball game. First pitch is low. Red Wings with their six-hole hitting catcher at the plate. Yerzy batting 157 with runners in scoring position this season. Elevates that one to shallow left center field. Three men converging. Who takes charge? It's the center fielder, Pinckney. And that ends the threat in the eighth. But Blaze Jordan, with his second home run in the game, makes it a 1-1 game as we head to the ninth. Tony Tennessee Lottery retailer, played Powerball and Mega Millions. Powerball drawing Saturday, every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Mega Millions every Tuesday and Friday. That's tonight. Step up to the plate and play today. CJ Stubbs stepping up to the plate in the top of the ninth inning. See Fletcher's there. High pop up. Shallow left center. Shortstop Brody Moore has the catch. That one hung up there in time for C.J. Stubbs to get the second base. They'll have to go back to dugout. Brutus squares, pulls back, and takes the win. Edwards will have the bottom third of their order in the bottom of the ninth. Munoz needs to keep it in a 1-1 deficit as the Redbirds turn in. Replicate what they did last night. With a game via walk-off. This is their fifth walk-off win of the season. Bouncing ball. Brody Moore had a chance. Two outs. Top of the order, Christian Franklin now has the play. Franklin has walked three times. Takes a strike. Munoz a lot of leadoff base hit last inning. He's retired five straight since, including two strikeouts. Get his third K here and cap off the top of the ninth. One, two. Check swing. Yes, he did. Strike three. One, two, three. Top of the ninth. Wenders said at least time to get on for the second straight night in the bottom after this. Julian Fernandez goes back out for the bottom of the ninth inning. Redbirds will have the bottom third of their order two up, trying to at least tie with one run or walk it off with two or more for the second consecutive night. Michael Ciani starts it off. He's got electric speed. He's driven in a run already. Cody Moore behind him. Last night's walk-off hero. He has two singles. Mike Antico drew up third, came in 5-for-10 in the series. OPS above 1,000 in these last 10 games. May this be the right portion of the order to combine for some more magic on a Friday night. So, anyone happy with Fernandez delivered that pitch, came set before Ciani was ready in the box. Just ball one anyway. Swings and misses on a changeup low and away. Michael does 0-for-3, didn't bring home the run, the fielder's choice in the fourth. That's what got the scoring started. The Red Wings one stud 3-0 before a 5-1 top of the sixth. I mean, with two strikes. Two, two. Fernandez in his first inning of work. Faced just one batter and got in. See what the runner at second base. Out straight back off the shoulder pad of Dexter Kelly, the crew chief and home plate umpire. Fernandez one swing. Full out swing. Ciani has made him work to start this ninth. 2-2. On the ground, backing up by Arruda, takes a strong throw, and he does fire one on the money to Morales. What a win. Fernandez was 4-of-7 in St. Chances with the Oklahoma City Comets. This is his 7th appearance with Rochester. He does not have a save opportunity. This is first. Outside, Brody Moore, last night's hero, with a single that won the left. Walked off the Red Wings. Swing and miss. 0-2. He represents the tying run. His only home run this season was an inside the parker. He's got good speed, though. And would love to have him along with one out. Mike Antico on deck. He takes a strike, and it's 2-2. Sprayed foul. Tapper foul down the third baseline. Little discrepancy on the count here. Dexter Kelly signaling something. Now it goes back to 1-2 count. One ball and two strikes. Looked like he signaled 2-2 a couple pitches ago. Now it's one ball and two strikes on Brody Moore. He fouls that away. The Birds are battling two strikes in the ninth. I'm laying down for Fernandez. This pitch was an 86-mile-an-hour changeup. Redbirds found the late-inning magic last night with a leadoff single, a no-out walk, and the walk-off RBI from this man. And it started with one. Fly ball right center, get down, and sliding catch, Franklin, two outs. That gets by him, that might be three, maybe more. Instead, it's out of Mike Antico. Mike in his last 10 games, 303 batting average, 1031 OPS, so two home run game. Back on Tuesday. Chops that one. He's going to sprint. Tough play. Tana out of the baseball. And Tico is aboard. He has 20-plus stolen bases. It's Brian Torres. Steps for the plate. Fernandez is long to the dish. This might be one of the most obvious stolen base attempts or stolen base spots we find. Brief mound visit. Now the pitching coach going to go out to chat. Over the scouting report of Brian Torres, who's top five in the league in batting average, leads the league in on-base percentage. And if it's 342 against right-handed pitching, Memphis going to need to Antico, the runner at first base, represents the time run. He's 20 of 23 attempted stolen bases. 12 last night, hitting 3-1 home run. Antico leaning, check on him. That was also probably one of the most obvious pickoff attempt spots you'll find. Third baseman Arruda playing on the grass in case Torres tries to bunt. He has good speed. Fernandez again came set before the batter was ready with eye contact. And that's the second time in this inning the batter's been unhappy with that. No call of time. Dexter Kelly administering the situation. Breaking ball there. Also has not warned Fernandez to be patient. And Tico with a step bigger on his lead at first. Stays put. 1-1. Is this the pitch for Antico to go? No. Swing and miss, 0-2. Blow him up to the 90-mile-an-hour fastball on its final strike time here in downtown Memphis. Tying run at first base. Winning run at the plate. Ball and two strikes to pitch. Outside. 2-2. Hernandez is tossed over just once. And he's at bat. He has one more. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball to left center field over his Pinckney. And he makes the catch. That is the ball game. Julian Fernandez gets his first save in a Rochester Red Wings uniform. The Red Wings on the backs of a 5-1-6. Slide back from down 3 and win the ball game 5-4. That evens the series at 2 each with 2 to play. Back here at AutoZone Park at 6 o'clock tomorrow. It's a 3-game coverage, 5-6-5, first pitch. A Memphis International Airport player of the game is Blaze Jordan. A 2-homer game for him. Local products, first 2 home runs in front of his hometown fans. That'll do it for our coverage from AutoZone Park tonight. 4-hour time, Lou Alex Quayle saying so long from AutoZone Park. Thank you.